Let's take a break from the news now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Aaron Bird is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us once again. Aaron, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, man. It's always nice to hear your voice.
You too. And let's get to some of the music that you brought us today. This is D'Angelo. This is called Unshaken.
He who drinks from the deep water, may he know the depths of the well.
Listen to that bass. And this song actually is apparently part of the soundtrack to the video game Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's right. I guess Rockstar, who produces Red Dead Redemption, solved a puzzle that many of us have tried to figure out in a long time. How is it that you get D'Angelo to make music? Apparently, you create a video game that he's a big, big fan of. And apparently, that is the genesis of this song. He frequented the offices, and so much so, became on a first-name basis with some of the producers and programmers of the game, and eventually led to them offering an opportunity to have a song on the soundtrack.
You know, we just did an entire DJ session all about music that was being made for video games. So now I know, I didn't know before, it's like cinema. It's like they're doing a movie soundtrack now. They're getting big stars, they're getting big orchestras to put together these soundtracks for video games. Let's talk about this one, though. D'Angelo had a long period where he wasn't releasing albums in the early 2000s. He had some problems with substance abuse, but he's been putting out music in the past few years. How would you describe what he's doing now?
Well, the last release was his album that just sort of dropped out of nowhere, the end of 2014. And as you mentioned, he went, I want to say it was about 14 years without releasing anything of substance. And I don't know what has happened, but whatever has happened, I think all of us who are fans of good music and certainly fans of D'Angelo are really happy and pleased with it. This song is one of the most unique, I think, that we've probably heard from him. Who would have ever imagined D'Angelo doing a Western song?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't care what type of cuisine you love. You will always have a taste for D'Angelo. And he sounds good no matter what he seems to do.
Okay, the next one is a French-Canadian musician, Marie Davidson. This is called L'Extase.
L'Extase. À New York. À 6 heures du matin. Je m'amuse, la sueur sur son front, le lever du soleil sur ses paupières, à l'essai del mattino, mi diverto, comment, à l'essai del mattino, mi diverto.
Tell us about this one.
I don't know about you, but when I hear it, it immediately transports me to a certain time at night in a certain location, perhaps involving extracurriculars, is what I like to say. Marie has a really incredible mastery of capturing that particular sound, especially this specific sound you would hear, I would say, late night in Berlin. There's a really famous club called the Berghain. And to contextualize this, the Berghain opens up at like 2 a.m., technically Saturday morning, and closes sometime on Monday morning. And I've been to this club, people will enter the club with duffel bags, the duffel bags having their clothes to go to work in on Monday. This specific song, I think, reminds me of a moment I've had in Berghain in particular, where you realize you've probably been there too long, but the wave has already crested and it's way too late. So you just keep going along with the and riding the wave. And she is just a master at capturing that sound and that feeling.
I know that there are so many NPR listeners listening to this right now saying, yeah, me too. I've had that exact same experience at that club in Berlin. Okay, let's get to the next one. This is the London musician Arlo Parks, who is just 18 years old. This is the song Cola.
So take your orchids elsewhere.
I'm always surprised when I hear people and find out that they're just 18 or 17 or whatever and have a voice like that.
It's incredible, man. As you mentioned, just 18 years old, a British singer who's actually half Nigerian, half Chadian, I believe is how you pronounce it. One of her parents is from Chad. And I have to admit, I literally just discovered her last week, maybe just mere hours before my show. And the song and the content, I would say, is evident of someone who's had experience that goes beyond just the 18 revolutions around the sun. You know, she talks about a conflicting feeling of a cheating lover. And that's what this song is all about.
Okay, so Arlo Parks, you heard it here first. Unless you were listening to Aaron's show on KCRW and then you heard it there first and here the second time. The next one that you brought us is the French artist, Kitty Smile. This is called House of God.
This is a new day you have given us. May we begin again and becoming ourselves to removing obstacles when and where we find them. In state houses, in prisons, in offices, on mountaintops, and in classrooms, in locker rooms, and in churches. He is the creator of all people, and all people are his children in one family.
Very interesting. What's going on here? Who is this?
Kitty Smile has described himself as black, Arabic, and gay. He's from Paris, and as you might imagine, having those different characteristics, forms of identity has led to quite a challenging life, and I'm sure in many instances, one of confused identity. He got into the Paris ballroom scene and fell in love with dance and found inspiration from artists like Sylvester and Grace Jones. And through this, developed a level of confidence, and he's become a really inspiration and leader in many ways in the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm. And tell us more about what he does here, what he's doing with the music.
The music is, I think for many people, probably will remind them of house music that you would hear during the Vogue scene of the 90s in house music, which has been, and historically, to be completely honest, has been really dominated and been birthed out of the black male gay scene. Hmm. And he's just continuing this tradition.
Okay, before you go, Aaron, we've got time for one more. This is the Canadian indie electro pop band Men I Trust with Show Me How.
Show me how you're
So after the party at the Berlin nightclub, when you've got your clothes that's in the duffel bag and you're putting them back on and going to work, this is what you hear to just sort of chill out.
Yeah, Men I Trust has become a little bit of a fascination here at the station. Now, I must say, I can't remember how many times I've been on the show with you now, but it's been several times over the last 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I've actually included a song that isn't very new. And they come out with a song. It's a, first of all, a trio from Montreal. They've come out with a song called Say Can You Hear? And through my love for that song, which sounds just very, very different from this one, Show Me How, I discovered Show Me How, which came out almost a year ago. And Say Can You Hear Me is a great song, but Show Me How is almost like a perfect song. It's just an amazing groove. I love the dreamy, melodic vocals. That bass line is so seductive. And I really went back and forth between choosing one of their songs that's a bit more recent or this song. And I opted for the one that I just actually have a little bit more of affinity for.
Well, I love it. And all the music you brought us is great. People can find it at hereandnow.org. Also on our Spotify playlist, just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music. Aaron Bird, DJ at KCRW, thanks as always.
Man, thank you, Jeremy. Take care.